advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Superstation, glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, the opening of spring football practice for Nebraska. And of course, yesterday we brought you Bo Pelini's press conference. Didn't have a chance to talk too much about it afterwards, so we're going to break it down today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan is going to join us here in just a couple of moments off the top of the show. Talk about maybe a couple of surprises that came out yesterday. I think one of the biggest is who the fourth string quarterback is going to be. Oh, my God. And also we're going to talk with Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. Their annual banquet is coming up this Saturday. And Chuck will fill us in on all the great things, the monies that they are raising are doing, and what's going on with this weekend's event going on as well. So that's all coming up.
Who's going to be the receivers, Doug? Who's going to make up those catches? I mean, that's the first question. That's the first question I have. I don't know who's going to make them up. Todd Peterson, Nate Swift, gone.
You keep asking the same question. You've asked that like 100 times.
Well, it's...
So it's going to be the guys they got.
I put Lance Terrell in there.
What is wrong?
Let him play offense and defense and return kicks.
The credibility of the show just continues to go... Yeah, it's so far down I can't even hear the little Wile E. Coyote at the bottom. Oh, my. So we're going to talk about that coming up in just a couple of seconds. Also, you know, we probably won't talk too much basketball on the program today, but Baylor, where were you? Where were you, Baylor? I mean, is this just a case of athletes, no matter what level, finally maturing? Because they were picked to finish third in the Big 12. They stunk. Then all of a sudden, Nebraska's on their schedule. Woo! Opportunity to heal up. They run through the Big 12 tournament. They lose in the finals. And then they're able to get by that first-round NIT game. They blow out Virginia Tech. And then they go on the road last night and pick up another win. And now they're going to New York with a team that's probably as good as anybody that made the NCAA tournament as far as those, you know, last few at-larges. Now, I'm not saying Baylor should have been at large because they shouldn't have been, but can you explain this?
No. I'm sure Scott Drew can't explain it either. I'm sure he'd like an explanation. Where were you at all year?
And how interesting is it that Kentucky thinks they need to fire Billy Gillespie? They're more rabid about basketball than probably a Nebraska fan is about football, and that's hard to believe. But basketball has been king in Kentucky longer than Nebraska has been. Football has been king in Nebraska. It's outstanding or incredible. And Florida, they're thinking maybe Billy Donovan this time might leave Florida to go to Kentucky. What do you, Pat Forty reporting that could be a possibility.
You know what? I would love to be Billy Gillespie right now. Fire me. You know what that contract's worth? Fire my ass. I would love to be on my way out of town.
Kentucky plays at Notre Dame today or tonight at 7. It's on ESPN2, followed by San Diego State hosting the St. Mary's of California. Those games will be on ESPN2.
I must ask you, Douglas, your women's bracket, did it blow up with Duke?
Well, nobody. Well, that's Michigan State's a 9 seed. They get to play at home. Hey, but you know what? If you want more people to come to your women's basketball games, that's the way it's got to be. So deal with it. We head to the phone lines and welcome in to talk a little Husker football as this is the opening day of spring practice from HuskersIllustrated.com, the Rivals Network. Sean Callahan to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys actually filled out women's brackets?
Now, Sean, being the college-educated and, if I know, financially responsible youngster that you are, you get the exact same first-place paycheck for winning the women's bracket as you do the men's bracket. And as I've said on the show, I haven't seen the exact total, but it's over $5 million for the men. I'm guessing it wasn't even $1 million for the women. So your odds would be better in which one?
I guess the women's. I just didn't know there was enough people out there that would
fill them out. There's your odds, buddy. There's your odds. If only one person wants Big Daddy to come play college football from him, he's probably only going to go play at that one place. But if
guys doing a D2 bracket out there too?
No.
Okay.
By the way, Finley and CW Post meeting an undefeated match in the round of 8 tonight.
Wow, Daddy, easy.
There's a little D2 bracket for you.
I bet that wasn't on the NFL Network. Sean, spring press conference yesterday. Coach Pelini seems to have longer press conferences than the previous regime, and I mean Callahan, Solich, or Osborne. Are we learning a whole lot more? I guess, as we said, was the biggest story coming out of yesterday who the fourth-string quarterback's going to be?
Well, I think the difference now is there's just so many people at these press conferences, and it's grown and grown every year. And I mean, I would guess there's almost 40 people or more involved at the press conference. So there's just a lot of people asking questions. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons. But Bo Pelini has gotten to the point where he's a little more comfortable. He gives longer answers, and you know, and I think he has a better feel for the media around here. So yeah, it was a pretty long press conference yesterday. When you had seven players go up there along with Coach Pelini for a half an hour.
Sean, the biggest surprise, LaTravis Washington. Did you ever see that coming?
Kind of a surprise, but with Patrick Witt leaving, I was scratching my head wondering. I go, you know, they have three quarterbacks now, and that's it. And that I can't remember a time where Nebraska's really had that few of quarterbacks going into spring. So I think they just wanted to get a fourth guy, somebody for depth purposes. And it's clear that linebacker really wasn't working out too much for him, because when all those injuries happened last season, when Cody Glenn was suspended, Philip Dillard went down, you know, Matt Holt got hurt. You never saw LaTravis see the field in any situation as a linebacker. So I don't know if he made that transition over to defense like they thought, because in high school he was really more of an offensive player. He was a quarterback. So this is his more natural position. I'm not saying the guy's ever going to see the field as a quarterback, but I think they needed another player in there, especially for spring ball.
Well, and I guess that's a question that maybe the general football fan would pose here. How many quarterbacks do you need? How many of these guys actually see practice reps? And let's face it, in a typical college situation, you want as many quality kids at each position. But when it comes right down to it, do you need, if nobody gets injured, do you need more than two in the realm at any one time?
Well, if you lost Zach Lee.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. If you don't have an injury, if is the big question here. I mean, basically, don't just two of these kids really see much for reps in practice?
Three, usually, actually. You know, the number one guy, and then, you know, the two and the three see a lot of reps. But I imagine this spring it's going to be a different story. They're all going to see, you know, fairly similar reps. Zach Lee will probably see more, obviously, than others, but I think right now it will be a little bit different. You'll see all those guys get some work because they're going to want to get a good look at Spano. Because really, Spano is the number two right now. You know, Green's coming in as obviously the hyped guy that everyone wants to see, but he's hurt right now. He doesn't know the offense. So Spano would be the two, I think, right now in spring ball, obviously behind Zach Lee.
Sean, who's going to catch the ball? And I keep asking that question because you lose the catches that Todd Peterson and Nate Swift came down with. Who's going to make up those grabs?
Well, the funny thing was, a year ago, I think everybody was concerned that Swift and Peterson weren't good enough to get the job done, and they clearly proved it. I think automatically, mentally, Cole has to be one of those guys. He only played in eight games last year. He was hurt for four games and still caught over 30 passes last year. So he's going to be a 50-ball receiver this year. I think Mike McNeil makes up some of that, too. He caught 32 balls, set a record for tight end receptions in a season. I think Mike McNeil catches about 40 or 50 balls. After that, though, you know, Niles Paul obviously is a guy that you have to watch. I think Chris Brooks, Ted Gilmore, if there's one thing he's shown us, he's real loyal to the veterans. He likes to play the veteran players, and you really haven't seen very many young wide receivers come in early and play under Ted Gilmore in this offense in general. I'm not saying that's not going to happen, because I think this year you are going to see maybe a Brandon Kinney, the junior college transfer, see the field. Antonio Bell, the Springs here. They like the Tim Marlowe kid. Believe it or not, he's a pretty small, undersized white kid out of Ohio, but they feel like he did some great things. He's very shifty and fast, and there's a chance that he might be a return specialist as well.
Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, everybody's interested in spring. They look at the roster or any depth chart in the past. Who's there? Who's not there? What stood out to you?
Well, you talk about the guys that aren't on the roster anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know, John Leverson, I think we kind of knew what was going on there. Just football wasn't he wasn't having fun playing football, and he decided to go his own direction. The other guys, I kind of call that trimming the fat. You know, Austin Stafford was somebody that really didn't want to be here, and I think it worked out in the best that They let him loose. Major Colbert was a senior, wasn't going to see the field. From what I understand, though, he did violate a team rule. Nick Covey has been injured his whole career, has never been healthy, and it just worked out where he could be medical, and he won't count towards their scholarships. So, that, you know, that stuff's going to happen, especially after a full year with a new head coach. They're going to kind of trim the fat and move out some guys that really don't have a future in the program, and it's not an uncommon thing to see. And you'll probably see some walk-ons like a Drew Young or an Alex Henry be put on scholarship here this upcoming year.
That'd be cool. And I know in Ndamukong Suh, you said Drew Young from Cozad had some nice things to say about Jared Crick yesterday. I guess a kid that is kind of on, if you want to look at that, there was a question, and I think maybe, I don't know if you were the one that asked it or not, about Andy Christensen, and then where he sits about, somebody asked about, well, Coach, as the NCAA cleared him to come back, Coach Pelini didn't really hammer that one home. What's his status right now?
Oh, he's cleared. I mean, he wouldn't be practicing and going through it all. I mean, it's really a no-brainer decision because he missed, besides his redshirt year, he missed an entire season for shoulder surgery, and then he missed another year where he only played like in two games in one quarter. So he played a total of 9 quarters in the 07 season when he tore his ACL in the first quarter, I believe, of the USC game. So he's fine. I mean, the rule states that on top of your redshirt year, if you miss 2 full years for injury, that's how you can get a 6-year of eligibility. And he's done that. And there's no way I don't see him not getting the 6-year of eligibility.
Sean, we've got an email here from Trent and Carney that wants to know, will Kyler Reed be playing tight end this year?
Yes, he's at tight end, and they had him at linebacker. But I think with the way the defense tries to match personnel, they really don't use a lot of linebackers, so I don't think it made sense to have him over there because they really feel like they have enough already with, you know, guys like Will Compton and Sean Fisher and Alonzo Whaley and Matt Holt coming up along with Matthew May. Then you've got Philip Diller, Blake Lawrence, a lot of guys coming back there. So to me, it didn't make sense having him at linebacker. We're at tight end. He can be utilized more as an H-back, almost a fullback type of role, and he's a guy that can catch the ball and obviously beat somebody deep.
Also, where will Baker Steinkuhler be seeing action at? Rumor has him at base defensive end.
Well, you know, they still list him as a defensive tackle. You know, I found it interesting yesterday when players mentioned defensive line. The 4 players they mentioned were Sue, Terrence Moore, Jared Crick, and then the new guy, David Harvey, moved from DN to D-tackle. Those were kind of the 4 guys mentioned, and Baker was kind of mentioned, but I think he's a little bit interchangeable. They might move him around in both spots. We'll find out. I've kind of heard rumblings that Quentin Toaloa, the D-tackle that sat out with a redshirt last year, he might move from defensive line to offensive line. They really like a walk-on freshman at D-tackle right now named Justin Jackson from Firth North. He's somebody I think they feel really confident in, you know, that he's almost like a scholarship guy, even though he's a walk-on, and that's why they might move a Toaloa over to the offensive line this spring.
Does Toaloa still have that great hair?
I think he does, yeah. He had 2 shoulder surgeries. They basically repaired both his shoulders. So he sat out the whole year and really didn't get a chance to see him. And he's a bigger D lineman. You know, he's 6'5", and Bo Pelini and Carl like those shorter guys, the 6'2 type D tackles. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's true that he moves over to the offensive line.
Chat with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Huskers Illustrated. Of course, does the Big Red Report daily here on ESPN Radio. Sean, Barry Turner, latest, where's he sitting at?
Well, he's going to start at defensive end. You know, I just think the question will be, how much better will he be? You know, I think the best we've ever seen of him was when he was a true freshman. We haven't really seen him play at that level since. That's when he was a quicker 245 pounds. I think he plays at about 260 now. You know, I think, though, the coaching and teaching of Carl Pelini really showed with that defensive line late. And to me, that might be where you see him make some gains. Look how good Pierre Allen and Ty Steinkuhler and obviously Sue, the way they came on late. I think Barry Turner, just under Carl Pelini's tutelage, is going to make some big steps. I'm not saying he's going to be like an all Big 12 type of guy, but I think he's going to be somebody that could probably at least provide, you know, 6 sacks and you know, 20 tackles for loss, 15 tackles for loss next year.
Sean, another area kid here from Silver Lake, Derek Meyer on the offensive line, only 1 year of eligibility remaining for him. Where do you see him fitting in?
Well, with Javario Burks' situation, I'd be surprised, guys. It wouldn't surprise me if Burks would be done for the year. He still has a redshirt he can use, but it sounds like he's going through some very serious medical problems that obviously Bo Pelini didn't want to delve into yesterday. And if that's the case where he's not available for this fall, obviously this spring he's out, Meyer's in a good spot to play. Marcel Jones and Mike Smith, to me, are the starters. Brandon Thompson will be the backup left tackle right now. But I think Derek Meyer might be that backup right. And Marcel Jones really hasn't proven himself. And if he struggles, you know, Meyer has a shot to start. I mean, he could really come in and play if he opens some eyes. I mean, he's a kid that's already started Big 12 games when he played at Kansas State. Just didn't like things with Ron Prince down there and went to a junior college, didn't play football at the junior college, came to Nebraska, even though he knew he'd lose a year of eligibility. He could have went anywhere else outside the Big 12, played for 2 years, still decided to come here and only has 1 year to play, but I think he's a guy that might help out this season.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to waste that year. Well, I guarantee you that.
And I don't think did not like would be the correct word playing for Ron Prince. Like more of hatred. I don't know what.
Hey, easy. Hey, Sean, as we let you get out of here, can't have you on without asking about recruiting. Not a lot of people talk about recruiting at this time of the year, but looking forward to next year, has this staff already put their eyes on some needs or some kids that are already interested that might be kind of a big-time deal?
Well, they've obviously got the one commitment in Andrew Rodriguez, who's a Rivals top 100 player. He's in the top 60 overall prospects in the nation. So they've got a big-time guy already. But the thing about this class that's going to be different is they don't have a lot of spots. Don't be surprised. Nebraska's class this year is going to be about 16 to 18 players. I think defensive tackle is a major priority. Offensive line is a priority. But they're probably only going to take maybe one running back, only if they find a good one. Definitely probably one quarterback, a couple wide receivers, probably no tight end. So you're not going to see very many skill players on offense. It's going to be more of a offensive, defensive line, secondary linebacker type of class. And in-state-wise, it's not looking like it's going to be a big year. Probably Nebraska takes 2 to 3 at most right now. They've already taken one. Jesse Hines is a kid from Beatrice they're looking at hard. Ron Coleman from North. Stephon Washington, you know, is a kid from Burke, but he's a running back, so I don't know if he could fit in this recruiting class. But a kid to watch is Austin Kotzer from Ewing, Nebraska. Had 1,100 yards receiving, 19 touchdowns, led him to a Class D2 state title. In the state basketball tournament, they got beat in the finals by Sterling, but he averaged 28 points. And, dude, you do a lot of basketball games. How many? You don't see too many kids averaging 28 points a game in high school basketball.
Well, he's an outstanding athlete. We've got to see him play football the last couple of years. We saw him play in the state basketball tournament. Quickly, offense, or are they looking at him maybe as a linebacker on defense?
Tight end, I think.
Tight end, okay.
All right. Best spot for him maybe. Or, you know, he's kind of an interchangeable player. Believe it or not, Nebraska hasn't seen the kid, though. He hasn't been to a camp there. He's never been to practice a game yet as a visitor, so they've yet to lay eyes on the guy, but I think the minute you see this guy play, and I ran into Cluster Johnson Saturday night, and his brother ref that state title game, and he goes, man, that kid's a player. He goes, he is a big-time player, and you know, you can just tell that he's a great football player. You watch him on the basketball court, so it'll be interesting to see how his stock rises here over the next few months.
Sean, I guess with a class of 16 or 18, does it immediately fall off the top 5, top 10 in the nation with just that size?
No, our formula at Rivals doesn't penalize you for that. I think the way we have it is we only, you know, if you sign 30 guys, we only really give you credit for, like, the top 22 because, you know, if a team size 35 players, you know, if you just gave credit for each guy, that's going to raise your class up alone. So we factor in quantity and quality together in our formula.
That's what we do in co-hosts around this show as well, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, who you got winning the basketball tournament?
Not very original. I've got North Carolina over Connecticut.
All right.
I think 13 out of 16. I did well in the – I think I got 27 in the first two rounds and then 13 now, and But everybody's got a good bracket. I mean, if you don't have a good, I mean, if you took the favorites, you're doing fine. It's kind of funny to hear bracket braggers brag, but, you know, I mean, it's not, this is one of those years where I think there's a lot of good brackets right now.
Well, Sean, we'll catch up with you a couple more times as spring ball moves on. We always appreciate your time, and, hey, keep up the good work.
Hey, good luck on the women's bracket there.
He's been waiting 15 minutes to say that. Sean, thanks, buddy.
See All right, guys. Bye.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spring ball begins this afternoon.
Well, that's interesting. On offensive line, Sean's throwing out a lot of different names there, and I like to see on that right side, I think Derek Meyer and Ricky Henry. I mean, obviously, you either hear so much about Ricky Henry.
You're going to learn so much this summer, aren't you? You're going to be on the trail.
I am.
And, of course, Sean soon is going to be heading this way, as he does every spring with the recruiting video and the kids that are coming on in spring football. So be keeping your ears open for that. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk pheasants forever. Chuck Dummer joins us live in studio after this.
The answer, 644. The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
It was almost closing time. The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in. He said he wanted to buy some insurance.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh? Think it'll let up soon?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have? Houseboat, fishing boat, sailboat, yacht?
I have us an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the and saw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle?
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
I have us two of everything.
Two of everything. Would you happen to have a wood duck?
I told thee to wait in thine ark.
Noah didn't really need insurance because he had friends in high places. But for the rest of us, it's always something. Give us a call for all your insurance needs. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
All Graham Tire locations are celebrating their newest location in Hastings, Nebraska with the grand opening tire sale March 16th through the 28th. All tires will be on sale. Register to win a new four-wheeler ATV, plus buy three and get the fourth free on a popular Kelly Navigator Gold. At Graham Tire, you always receive free shuttle service, flat repair, rotation, mounting, 30-day ride guarantee, air pressure alignment check, and road hazard. All free with every tire purchase. Don't miss the grand opening tire sale featuring the lowest price guaranteed and 90-day same as cash. Monday, March 16th through Saturday, March 28th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Now, Doug and Daddy are in the herd.
You can't be afraid of blood.
The herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 until 11, and 12 to 1 weekday.
And he's not happy about it.
With a little bull from Doug and Daddy about three quarters of the way through from 11 to noon.
The roles will be a little bit reversed.
Forget Wall Street. The bull market is here. Weekdays, 9 until 1.
I hope your dancing is a little bit better.
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, but then more clouds push in later today with an isolated chance for showers late as well with a high around 54. Winds will stay to the west at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, conditions will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a few light showers possible with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up in just a second, Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever is going to join us, talk about their annual banquet. Also coming up in the second half of the show, we've got a few other sports items to pass along to you. And, of course, the Nebraska women are in action tonight. Can you be off for 3 weeks and still be considered in season? Well, in season takes you through the end of May, of course, when it comes to high school sports with track and soccer, and then it's baseball and softball. Well, they've got all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. And if you love skiing in this wind,
Oh, they've
how,
got...
How it's cross-country skiing been? You know, I know we don't have the snow down, and we like that.
Well, you don't want to be
going
into
it. Even though we can use the moisture, you know, they've got everything you need. Ski pants, gloves, goggles, and, of course, their entire selection of Columbia ski coats, 50% off. So if you blow over, get a bright one, they can find you.
That'd be a good idea.
See, that's what I always go with. Wear bright colored clothing like you do when you hunt. That way they see you.
Well, maybe you're not going skiing. Maybe you're going to try and crash a snowmobile on the side of a mountain. They've got all the clothing for that as well.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's well padded.
There you go.
The clothing. Misco's also is your baseball and softball headquarters with new bats, gloves, and bags coming in weekly. Also, with soccer and track going on, they've got the gear you need. And $10 off every new pair of shoes in stock. Steve, and the gang at Misco's Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week. See them before the games begin. Well, a lot of action going on with Nebraska baseball, Daddy. Wow. A softball game broke out yesterday at Hawks Field. Nebraska up 3-0, and then all of a sudden, Frank Anderson's pitching staff took over and kind of got beat around. Ah, you like that? 14-13, Nebraska wins game two of the two-game series this afternoon at 1:35. You can hear it on our sister station, 1230 AM, KHAS.
Yeah, find a way to win. I think that was the mantra yesterday, but it wasn't pretty.
Joe Brockmeyer of Aurora gets the win.
Well, there's something positive to take out of it. First win ever.
There's always something positive this time of the year when we get to the fourth Saturday in March. We're talking Sweet 16 basketball, and we're talking raising money for the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. And we are joined once again in studio by Chuck Dummer, who comes in 2, 3, 4, 10 times a year. You know, it just depends how many things they got going on, youth manor hunts, the banquet, where the money's going. And Chuck joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Chuck, thanks so much. Glad to see you again.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Raise the credibility of the show.
That didn't take much, Chuck.
The chair's so tall. Chuck, you know, zing right off that one there. But you're looking fine.
Thank you.
You've got, of course, the banquet coming up this weekend, and we'll delve into that. I think the last time we had you in on the program, you were getting ready for the youth mentor hunt, and that's just one of the many things that the chapter does. And I think On a grand scale, we talk about so many organizations and so many trying to raise money and keep things going. I want to get right down to the brass tacks of it, and I don't know if I've asked you this before. Why and how did you get involved with Pheasants Forever? Who got you involved, and what was it about Pheasants Forever that piqued your interest, that maybe would help get some new members into the organization?
When we first moved to Kearney, we lived on Wood River out north of town, and at that time... I'm going to forget his name now, and that's terrible. Fowler came out to see me, and they wanted to know if the 17 acres we lived on would be available for Pheasants Forever to plant. But they wanted to have their regional biologist look at it first. So they came out, and they looked, and they said, well, it's been natural for, you know, many, many, many years. No, we really don't need to upgrade that. We don't need to do anything. Just leave it alone. Well, that kind of piqued my interest with Pheasants Forever, thinking that, you know, they would go through all that trouble to actually come out and solicit and see if there was land available for planting. So I went to their first banquet. This would have been in 1997 when Tom and Mike Ty, the attorneys, took over the chapter and started it rolling again. And the thing that got me was not so much that I'm a hunter, because I'm not. I did at one time, but I don't anymore. It was because of the incredible habitat development program that they had. And you guys might recall that my wife and I ran Backyard Wildlife, the retail store here, and we really got into the upland game birds and that type of thing. And it's the only organization that I could find that actually put the money back in the ground. And it was the only organization I could find that if you go to our banquet and you buy something, literally 97 cents out of every dollar stays right here in Buffalo County. We only have a 3% administrative expense nationwide in our entire organization. Within the state of Nebraska, we have 3 full-time regional wildlife biologists, plus we partner with U.S. Fish and Game, with all the NRDs, NRCS, and so we interchange biologists with all of these people. And I just like the credibility of Pheasants Forever. You know, we actually have on staff regional wildlife biologists, and when you say you've got some acreage that you'd like to have us come take a look at and perhaps plant, we'll bring the necessary people along to make sure that we cover all the hoops.
Well, Doug, I believe when we first started this show, had been 3 years ago when Chuck first came in with us. I believe you bought the drill that year.
Yes,
and
we did.
And that was a big addition. But it wasn't like we bought a drill to be used in Topeka. It was, no, we brought a drill to be used right here.
Right here.
And
right.
It was being used almost constantly there for a long, long time.
Yeah, it was. It's a 12-footer Great Plains model, and it's no-till. And then this year, we stepped up and spent another $7,000, but on a 52-inch wide drill, which can be pulled by an all-terrain vehicle, and so that we can get into some swale areas and other areas where we can't go with the big drill. And it's being kept out at Yamaha, and so you not only can go out there and get the drill, but if you need an ATV, guess what? They can they can marry you up with one of those, too. So we're doing the right things in our chapter, and let me throw a statistic at you. I just found out about this last night. Since 1997, our chapter has had 663 projects that we've actually worked on, and we've spent $300,143 just in Buffalo County.
Chuck Dummer, Pheasants Forever, and that's what we do when we get to this time of the year with the banquet, is we help raise money to continue things and have a good time and feed a lot of folks and have a lot of great gifts. And this is the crown jewel of the year, and give us the brass tacks of the information for this year.
Okay, we're going to have it on Saturday, the 28th. It will be at the Ag Pavilion again on the fairgrounds at in Buffalo County.
That's the one with the roof.
That's the one with the roof on, right. That's the right. Well, you talk to me about Gateway sometime. Anyhow, we're going to have Diane Kachira again from Countryside Catering is going to be catering it. We'll have the two-headed hog, and we will have smoked turkey and all the trimmings, and we're just going to have a ball because we've got more merchandise than we've ever had before. It's all new. Everything is brand new this year. Lots of good artwork, sculptures, bronze works, all kinds of things that are going to be there. And the other thing we want to really, I guess, pound on this year, it's a family affair. Bring the kids. It's okay to bring the kids and come on out. We're going to have a youth desk. Dave Connor is going to be in charge of that, and he's going to be signing up kids for the youth mentor hunt for next year already. And so that's going to fill up pretty quick. The other thing that I would mention about the banquet itself is that this year we're going to try something new. We recognize what the economy is doing. I mean, we're not a bunch of dumbbells out there. We know what's going on. We've dropped the ticket prices back to $20 at the door. So $20 gets you in, it gets you fed, and it gives you access to everything that's going on in there. If you want to sign up for a membership, we're going to have a table available just for that. Or you can buy what's called a sportsman's package. And a sportsman's package is you give us $100, and we're going to give you $120 worth of rooster bucks, which you can spend just like it was regular money out there. Plus, we're going to give you a choice of membership that you can select and a small gift off of a table and a 16-ounce mug.
Interesting.
Huh. And guess what's going to go in the mug as long as the keg lasts?
Ooh, I've never heard of a keg of lemonade or iced tea.
That sounds like a damn good deal.
It's a great deal, let me tell you. And I think we'll do very well with our sportsman's package this year.
Daddy.
These two guys are just looking at themselves.
Daddy.
You know, Chuck, I think that...
You might get two sportsman's packages.
I might get three. I'm not afraid.
We have some people that do.
Chuck, I guess it comes down to... When you're talking Pheasants Forever, have you saw an increase in the number of birds? Has weather hurt? I know a lot of it. There's a lot of variables out there. We can have a lot of habitat, but we get a hailstorm, which we had several of them through this area last year. That can hurt numbers, certain nesting areas, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you, for example, like up in Chadron right now and throughout that area with that tremendous blizzard that they just went through, that's going to sting a little bit in that area. Where we are, we don't see any decline at all. In fact, this past year, we've had reports of better hunting than it's been for the past 10 years. I guess we chalk that up to a couple of things. One, yes, good weather. Two, more and more habitat is being preserved out there. You know, they've cut out mowing some of the ditches and things like that. The only thing that has hurt is, you will recall this past year, they allowed a lot of people to pull CRP land out and plant it. Okay, well, now we all know what happened also in the grain markets. And so that there's going to be a lot of people wanting to go back now and figure out what to do with that CRP land. Do they really want to plant it again, or do they want to put it back into a program? We're going to have a landowner's desk at the banquet also. So when if people have this question, we can work with them. We can put them in touch with the right governmental bodies. We can get everything going the way it should be so it's done right the first time. That's the important point. We've got to have the habitat. It's the old routine. Build it and they will come.
And the chapter here continues to grow as well. How are we doing with numbers here in the Prairie Hills chapter?
We're up over 400 members now, and I would guess after Saturday night we could add as many as 100 more. So we're really looking forward to that. We always have a great influx of membership. People come out and they see what we do and how we do it, and it gets kind of infectious, you know. It just runs rampant, so it'll be exciting.
And it's like a lot of organizations. You can probably be as involved as you want, or you can make your financial contribution, and that's how you want to be involved.
Exactly. You can be look at it like a menu, and then you just pick and choose off of there what you want. You don't have to go nuts over it like I do and a few other guys. But, yeah, it's great fun, and there's a great group of guys and women that we work with. That's the important thing, too, and that's why I say we want to make this family affair. Bring the kids. Come on out.
Chuck, I want to throw in another thing. If Saturday's bad and we got a wedding and my wife won't let me go to the deal because we got to go to the wedding and I don't want to go to the wedding, I want to go to how do you become a member?
Very simple. If you can contact me if you'd like, Chad Peterson, you can contact any number, literally any member. And we'll get you the necessary documentation to become a member. It's no big deal. It's like $35, and you fill out a membership form, and you're in business. Just that quick.
Chuck Demmer is joining us. The Pheasants Forever Banquet is this Saturday night at the Ag Pavilion at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Did we say what time we're getting underway, Chuck?
We're going to get underway at 5 o'clock. I urge you to be there early because at 5 o'clock, games, raffles, and social hour all start. And as I mentioned last year, Bico's is going to be handling the bars, and there will be enough of them set up, so there's going to be no waiting. There will be no waiting anywhere.
For you and your 16-ounce
Yeah,
mug.
We don't.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan, and we think so, too.
And, of course, one thing we haven't mentioned yet, always a featured item, is the banquet gun this year. What do we got?
All right, for those people out there that really love fine weapons, we've got a beautiful Weatherby Orion. It's a 20-gauge shotgun over and under. And it features a Prince of Wales type stock, which means just a straight stock, basically. Retail value on that weapon is over $1,500, and it's going to go to some lucky raffle ticket holder. Now, we've got a lot of other guns. In fact, we've got 11 other guns that we're going to have, and they're going to be assigned to various raffles. Some of them will probably be on the live auction. Everything from a .30-06 Remington pump deer rifle, the 760 Game Master, to the Remington SPR 210 side-by-side, a 12-gauge, and everything in between. We do have a nice selection of weapons out there this year.
Well, it's all going on this Saturday. Chuck, anything else we need to let the folks know about?
Yes, one more item. We went out this year and solicited seed corn. And we're going to have a lot of seed corn available on the live auction. So, landowners, pay attention.
Now, this, you know, you can do a lot with seed corn, Daddy. You plant it.
Yeah.
Plant it. You throw it in your stove. It warms things.
There you go.
Yep.
Corn stove.
Feeds us pheasants.
Give it to, see, and I've seen your backyard.
Yeah.
You know, you could sit out there in the hammock that you have next to the open field with the air blowing through your hair.
Kill the pheasants. No.
Pheasants Forever Banquet. This Saturday, we'll be telling you more about it as the week progresses and keep, I guess, reminding you about it. Diane at Countryside Catering putting on the food. That gets underway at 5 o'clock with the social hour and opening up. And then, of course, the auction and the banquet to follow. It's all going on Saturday night, this Saturday, March 28th, at the Ag Pavilion at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Just $20 at the door. If you want to join up, you can do that as well. They'd love to have you there. And, Chuck, as always, we'd love to have you in studio with us. And we look forward to talking with you again when we're all done.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. You just give such great coverage to everything. And just want to stroke you again a little bit more about thanks for the great high school coverage. You guys just do a great job.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We sure appreciate it. It's always fun, both in season and out, because we get to talk about things like this. And best of luck with the banquet. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
The coronation of a champion is coming, and it's on Westwood One.
Chalmers for three, and the tie, he got it! He got it! 2.1 to play! Dozier off the inbound, the half-court heave, it is no good, and we're going to overtime!
Can Bill Self and the Jayhawks soar to another title? Tune in here to find out.
The Sweet 16 and Elite Eight this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, but then more clouds push in later today with an isolated chance for showers late as well with a high around 54. Winds will stay to the west at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, conditions will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a few light showers possible with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Supposedly the nicest day of the week. The wind's actually going to be less than 50 miles an hour, so we're glad to know about that and glad that you're along with us on this Wednesday program. Of course, the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament continues tomorrow. We've got all the action for you through the championship game, so keep it here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550.
Douglas, Chuck Dummer just talking to us about seed corn. We want to let you know, maybe you're looking for some more soybeans and maybe you're looking for excellent emergence and early vigor. DynaGrow's got it. Maybe you're looking for a shorter plant with strong lateral branching. Boom. DynaGrow's got it. Perhaps a medium plant type that adapts to all row widths. Boom. DynaGrow's got it. Very good movement from east to west. DynaGrow's got it as well. Outstanding stress tolerance. They've got it all, people. They've got their seed stewardship policy. Ask them about that. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. More acres this year are planted to DynaGrow than ever before. There's a reason for that. Ask them about that as well.
Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, if you ever miss anything on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can always pick it up on our podcast. If you want to hear Bo Pelini's press conference from yesterday in its entire podcast, if you want to hear what Chuck Dummer or Sean Callahan had to say earlier on the show today, podcast. If you want to hear from Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee back on Monday's show, podcast. Of course, last week, Blair Kirkhoff, Dave Van Horn, Arkansas baseball coach, Damon Day, all joining us, podcast. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. UNK softball doubleheader for today. Postpone due to the weather. It doesn't go into great detail here. I'm guessing this is more as Shadron can't make it here than it is that the weather's not suitable to play because of all that's going on there. They're going to try and make that up in April. And UNK will just be running track Sunday. The two-day meet has been knocked down to one. Hastings College softball, that was postponed from yesterday, they will play that today. And as of last check, UNK will host Hastings College in a single nine-inning baseball game this afternoon, 4:30. That is at Memorial Field. Daddy, I've got one for you. The Gatorade Players of the Year have been announced. We already know who one of them was. K.K. Hauser from Lincoln Southeast won the Girls Award. Who do you think they named for the boys?
Greg Smith.
Oh, no. No.
Creighton? Jarrell Creighton?
No.
Eliason?
Oh, yeah. Elliot Eliason is shattered as the Nebraska Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year. Averaged 14.5 points, 10.3 rebounds, nearly four blocks, and under two assists per ball game.
Unbelievable.
I actually thought he'd have more assists per game just from watching him play the three or four times that we saw him play this year. So the junior, Elliot Eliason of Shadron, is your boys Gatorade Player of the Year in basketball. KK Hauser of Southeast is the girls Gatorade Player of the Year.
Four whole block. Wow. Great for him.
That's a game. It's a game, not a season, Daddy. Den Popper inbox?
We're going there.
You've been waiting to get to this.
Yeah, we're going there. Says, Doug, you should be the last person complaining about good depth because you have Daddy as your immediate backup. Thanks. Mark?
Here's something that we haven't got a chance to get to yet, kind of left over from Boys State basketball. But, hey, congratulations to a couple of area folks who received some of the top awards from the Nebraska School Activities Association. They always present those during the evening session of the boys' final. And among those that were honored, Dick Beechner of Kearney. You know, I see Chuck Dummer at everything that seems to be going on lately. And Dick Beechner is another one of those. And I got a chance to at least see him, even if it was briefly, again down at State. And the things that he has done for the state and for this high school sports and college sports in the community of Kearney. Congratulations to Dick Beechner of Kearney. Also, Royce Corder of Elwood receiving the NSAA award. So congratulations there. That's the top award that is handed out. Also, Kim Carson of Lincoln. Now, why Kim Carson of Lincoln? It's because she's from Ward. That's right.
All right.
There you go.
Congratulations to all three of those.
Kim, a standout basketball player, now works in the athletic department at Lincoln Southwest High School. So those were a few of the recipients, and congratulations to all of them.
Doug, we're going to take a quick break. Wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Okay.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out. Ooh.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get. And it can with Highland Park Lawn Company. Since 1977, we've been your turf and grass professionals. Highland Park Lawn Company can fertilize and provide weed and grub control, so it's always lush and green. With Highland Park Lawn Company, it's always easy to go green. With three locations in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Look us up in the White Pages. The grass is always greener. Wow! With Highland Park Lawn Company.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop today, but then more clouds push in later today with an isolated chance for showers late as well with a high around 54. Winds will stay to the west at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, conditions will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a few light showers possible with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Kind of makes you want to dance, doesn't it?
We don't take our
it does that to some people.
Sing some karaoke.
Their name's Chet.
You're such a name dropper. Hey, you know, since we don't have a whole lot more to talk about, you can go ahead and pump that up for a while.
We like living right, being free.
Derek, have you karaoke?
We don't make
Badly.
And have you ever karaoke sober?
No.
What song do you karaoke to?
I do like the Eagles, Take It Easy.
You're an Eagles guy?
I'm a big Eagles, Take It Easy guy.
I'm not afraid to do a little Johnny Cash.
Oh.
And, of course, then the more people there are, then you can get into some Sweet Home Alabama or just the group Alabama, some Mountain Music, maybe some Kid Rock, you know, some Beatles, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da.
And I'm more of just a John Daly kind of guy.
You can't karaoke to John Daly. No one has ever karaoke to John Daly because there is no John Daly background.
Oh, yeah, there
is. No, there has. See, you're just lying now. Why would you say that? Hastings College track and field team has postponed their Bronco relays until Sunday. It's supposed to be Saturday. They don't like the weather forecast, so they're going to have it Sunday in Hastings. The Division II softball poll is out. Your favorite team, the UNO Mavericks, are 23rd in the country. Wayne State out of the poll.
Boo. 23rd. 23rd,
And Domikong Su had some nice comments yesterday. As Sean Callahan said at the top of the program, it was a long press conference, and Mr. Su, starting defensive tackle, talked a lot. A lot of the questions about his leadership, about him coming back, about who's going to fill in and maybe who he sees, who he has seen coming along. And he really had some good comments, some great comments for Jared Crick, who's just going to be a redshirt sophomore.
For example, I know Jared Crick. I've watched him throughout the winter condition. He's definitely stepped up his work ethic, kind of moved himself from the middle of the pack when we're going through drills and coming towards the front and really kind of taking control. And when we went through skills and drills and coaches runs, he's at the front of the line and pushing and helping other guys that are kind of struggling, which is something I respect. I mean, he's only a redshirt sophomore coming in this season, so guys are starting to look up to him because he's going to be put in a position to where he has a chance to start.
Oh, you impress who's going to be your defensive captain. That's impressive. So, efforting Jared Crick for the program, by the way, next week. We'll let you know more on that as well.
Doug, I guess something interesting, because we're getting through some of spring baseball, and obviously the little Royals updates from here to here. You can hear the Royals all season long. That's a Denny Matthews bobblehead doll that we have here in studio. They got their projected lineup out in the USA today.
We're going to have to work on the battery. He's getting quieter.
Miguel Olivo at catcher. Mike Jacobs, newly acquired first baseman. At second base, Kiaspo, Tien, and Willie Bloomquist are all vying for that position. Bloomquist played...
Tien not at first, huh?
No, about six positions
right.
For the... Don't have him there.
All right, what else?
Do not have him there. Shortstop Avilas, it came on... was a truly great player towards the end of last year. And Alex Gordon, of course, at third. Left field, DeJesus moves over because of the addition of Coco Crisp. And then right field, you've got Jose Guillen.
Well, that's pretty cool. Where's Tony Pena?
Not around.
Say anything about the pitching staff?
Yeah, Gilmesh, Zach Greinke, Hochaver, Bannister, Kyle Davies.
No Jimmy Gobble. We cut Jimmy.
Good. Good. Good riddance.
You're just a mean, mean person. Wait a minute. Catcher is who?
Miguel Olivo.
Where's John Buck?
Right behind him, I think.
Well, Buck still got more appearances last year than Olivo.
Well, but Olivo didn't get in there till about what? The middle of the year?
Leave John Buck alone. Leave him alone. Hey, coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll talk more baseball. The head baseball coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Sonny Galloway, will join us as Nebraska heads down there for their Big 12 series this weekend. You got anything else special tomorrow, Daddy? Because I know we're going to be talking about the Sweet 16.
Well, we're going to talk about the Sweet 16 tomorrow. Looking forward to that as all games. We got eight games, and then we're down.
Hey, we're going to also thank Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.